107.5 WGCI, the Shy's number one for hip-hop and R&B. And listen, right here on the Best Damn Morning Show, we got friends all over Chicago that do dope stuff, okay? One of our friends is here today, Essence, representing Social Works. Hello, Essence.
Hey, how
y'all
doing?
It's been a while. How you been?
I've been good. How you been?
I'm cooling in the fan, you know, trying to work up here with Kyle and Kendra and keep things popping.
Right.
But something amazing is jumping off that y'all do every year.
Yeah.
And I've missed it the past few years because I had to work.
Oh,
but I'm not going to miss it this year.
Good.
I'm going to be in the building this year. So we're talking about Night at the Museum, but you also brought somebody with you that is doing something very special in conjunction with you all as well.
Yep. Before we get into a Night at the Museum, I just wanted to bring over Austin Martin with Rhymes with Reason. He's here all the way from Cali to talk about an incredible partnership that we have with Rhymes with Reason. He founded this incredible tool that I'll let him talk all about.
Yeah. So Rhymes with Reason is a web app that teaches students academic vocabulary, literacy skill building, and prepares them for SATs and ACTs using students' favorite music. Mm. So it'll pull academic vocabulary words out of songs from Chance the Rapper or right. Drake or whomever. And what we're doing with Social Works is we've curated the first ever learning playlist. So, and it's
Chicago learning playlist.
Chicago learning playlist. So it's only like artists from Chicago. Their vocabulary words, you know, figurative language and academic concepts that are sourced from their songs are featured in this app for students to listen to.
Well, what are some of the, if you don't mind me asking, who are some of the artists from Chicago that you highlight?
Chance, okay, of course, Saba, Common, Lupe.
That's some big ass words right there.
Oh, for sure. Right? No, the funny thing is, yeah, on the Chicago playlist particularly, we found a huge amount of SAT, ACT, and also even graduate level like GRE words in these artist songs.
So is it just for high schoolers, or are you guys working on something for the babies too? Like, you know, when as they, you know, get older? Because like I listen to my daughter sing a lot of songs and stuff, and I ask her, I said, do you know what you're singing? Do you understand the words? So like, would that be something? I'm not the homework guy. My wife is, you know right. what I'm saying? I'm the fun guy, but like something like that, I could see myself sitting down and going over the bars with it. Do you guys plan on in the future incorporating the younger children too?
Absolutely. Right now, we have like on the app with the Chicago playlist, the, you know, people that sign up have access to all of our content. So there's content for younger students as well. It's called Vocabulary Fundamentals. And that starts at about like fifth grade. Mm-hmm. So it's really fifth grade to 12th grade. So, you know, the young kids all the way up to the high school and even college kids can benefit from the experience.
Now, I got to ask real quick before we move on. Now, like, what about some of the mumble rappers? How hard was it to get their words in there?
You know what? It's funny. It wasn't that hard.
They're like, what do you say?
No, it's in there. It's okay. In there. And it's like, the thing that's really cool about this app and this process is we're kind of inverting the way people listen. You know, it's like people may not know they're listening for other things in some of the mumble rap, but this highlights that some of the mumble rappers, quote unquote, are actually using, they actually have some substance and are using some big words in their music. And I think that's going to change the way some people see the true genius of some people that would be considered mumble rappers, which is very important.
Okay, Essence, a Night at the Museum returns for a third year.
Yep.
Bring you a night full of good times and thoughtfulness. So speak on a Night at the Museum if nobody has ever experienced that before. Tell them what can they expect.
Sure, yeah. So we're back with our third annual Night at the Museum event at the Museum of Science and Industry from 6 to 10 on December 19th. That's next week on Thursday. And
right before Big Jam.
Right before Big Jam, right before Christmas. You don't want to miss it. It's an amazing event filled with a bunch of free giveaways. We do performances. Chance makes an appearance.
And you never know who he might bring
with
him.
You never know. We have a lot of fun surprises lined up this year. Tickets are only $10. It's the lowest ticket all year round at the Museum of Science and Industry. We open up all the activations. We have about 50-plus vendors in the space. Like I said, performances. And the main amazing part about this event is it serves as a donation hub for those experiencing homelessness. So we encourage all guests that come to the building to then bring some donations.
Okay, and that's going to be December 19th, 6 to 10. Where can they get tickets, or where can they go to get tickets?
You can go on our Instagram, our website, and the link is tickets4calls.com/shop/ANATM19.
All right, man. So you got tickets at $10 per person, or you can get the family bundle.
Yes, you can.
For $30. Hey, man, we appreciate you all stopping by. I really want to look more into that app because that sounds amazing.
Can I tell people where they can?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So
brother.
If you go to www.rhymeswithreason.com/socialworks, if you're a kid with a Chicago zip code, you can sign up for free and get started and start learning ASAP.
And like I said, you got a cold last name. You got like a restless name. You know, like you said, Austin is...
My first name is Austin. My last name is Martin.
Yeah, see? Austin Martin! Heavyweight champion of the world. Appreciate you all stopping by. As is always a pleasure.
Thanks, Leon.